Hello, my name's David Burns of the Assessment Register, and welcome to our podcast. This podcast is all about the Construction Products Regulation with regard to structural steel and aluminium products. And of course, the question on everyone's lips, what's going to happen to CE marking, and also what's going to happen to EN 1090? Well, the first thing is CE marking will be history for the United Kingdom in terms of the home market. However, CE marking will be required for the export market into the European Union Free Trade Area. CE marking is basically going to be replaced by the new UK CA mark for the United Kingdom, with one little caveat, and there's a UK NI mark for Northern Ireland market, which I believe, and I'm not 100% sure myself on this, but there's some sort of a harmonised agreement between North and South on the UK NI mark and the CE mark that's used in Southern Ireland. So, back to our friend EN 1090. As you're aware, over the last few years, well, since 2014, companies in the United Kingdom have had to implement and have audited an FPC, that's a Factory Production Control Management System, okay? If you're interested in knowing a little bit more about that, then you just simply refer to EN 1090-1 Clause 6.3, and all the requirements for the FPC is actually detailed in there. However, there's been some changes, and they're quite fundamental changes. They seem small, but in fact, they're rather large, and I don't think everyone's taken this on board. So let's take it from the top. Now, as we're aware, post-Brexit, the United Kingdom is adopting regulations and directives, at least for the next few years, I would imagine. Okay, and the Construction Products Regulation is just one of those. That is now an SI statutory instrument and used within the United Kingdom as a legal requirement. So the Construction Products Regulation is a legal requirement. However, EN 1090 is not a legal requirement, and in fact, it never really has been a legal requirement. It's just been a standard that facilitates your implementation of your FPC, your Factory Production Control. Now, even within EN 1090-1 Clause 6.3, there's a couple of notes in there, and one of the notes is that if you have ISO 9001 with a scope that is similar or the same as your FPC, then you can have ISO 9001 effectively implemented and certified to manage structural steel products. I mean, in a nutshell, your factory processes will be the same as EN 1090-1 Clause 6.3 for the management of your production processes. Most companies that have ISO 9001 certification and they're in the structural steel sector or the welding and fabrication sector would pretty much have what the FPC within EN 1090-1 is actually asking for anyway. Okay, so let's put that to one side for a moment, because that's kind of, we're talking about history there. That's already happened. Now, going forward, because CE marking is no longer a legal requirement in the United Kingdom, but the UK CA mark is, it means that EN 1090, that refers to CE marking throughout that standard and its annexes, it almost makes them null and void. So therefore, what we're suggesting to companies is that you comply to the Construction Products Regulation, which you'd have to anyway. Your customers will also comply with the Construction Products Regulation. Yes, you have a Factory Production Control Management System, and yes, you still continue to have your welders coded, but how you do that can be down to you. You don't have to be a slave to EN 1090, because much of what's in there is more for your customer and structural engineers and designers than it is for most small to medium-sized fabrication and welding companies. So therefore, our recommendation is very much looking at another standard, BS 3834. So BS 3834 is much more in tune with ISO 9001. It's a much more user-friendly and practical approach for your FPC. And that, coupled with the NSS document, which, if I'm rummaging around with my pieces of paper here, I'll grab a copy. That's the National Structural Steelwork Specification for Building Construction. I'd highly recommend, and I'm not on commission, by the way, I must point that out, that you go out and buy the 7th edition mention, because in there it's a wealth of information. It's a much more user-friendly document. It's all under one cover, so it makes it easy for organizations that are in the structural steel sector to service their customers perfectly. So you'll be all complying to the same rules going forward, rather than having to keep jumping around to different documents. Okay, so that's it in a nutshell. The Construction Products Regulation is the law. The UKCA mark is the law. It's the requirement. You'd still issue a Declaration of Performance certificate for your new UKCA mark product. You still need to have your welders coded, but in the sense of demonstrating competence. So again, how you do that is entirely up to yourselves. Have a very long conversation with your notified body and your certification body about their approach to auditing you. We've had a number of clients that used to have ISO 9001 and EN 1090, and to be honest with you, most of them this year have actually dropped EN 1090 and just kept with ISO 9001. And they're issuing declaration of performance certificates on the back of that, because they're being audited by their approved body that actually enables them to do that. If you are exporting and you need your product to be CE marked, I would highly recommend that you talk to an Irish-based notified body that's accredited by INAB, because they'll be automatically recognised throughout Europe, rather than try and get involved with someone else in the UK trying to facilitate that for you. Most notified bodies and certification bodies based in Ireland are approachable. Obviously, there's no language barrier either, so that makes life easier for yourselves. So we'd highly recommend that. Anyway, if you need more information, you know where we are, the assessment register. So that's assessment-register.co.uk. Should you have any questions, just drop us a note. Okay, thank you very much again for listening.